And the last strategic consideration that I'm going to be talking about is hedging foreign currency exposure. Now, a typical, I guess, debt transaction that we see companies do is to issue floating foreign-denominated debt and then swapping it back to U.S. dollar fixed. And the reason why they do that is because after net-net, it's cheaper than just going ahead and issuing U.S. dollar fixed outright. Well, just because of some, I guess, unfortunate accounting literature, although economically that's a sound trade, because of FAS 133 implications, there could be potential earnings volatility from doing that. The reason that earnings volatility could arise is because, according to FAS 52, I believe it is, foreign currency denominated liabilities are marked to market through earnings at spot exchange rates. I.e., if you have a foreign piece of debt out there, when you mark that through your U.S. financial statements, it's going to be marked at spot exchange rates. However, currency swaps, the swap that you're going to use to bring it back economically to U.S. dollar fixed, is going to be marked to market at fair value based on forward exchange rates. So there could be potential volatility there between forward and spot. I have a little thing here saying that except for floating and floating U.S. dollar, floating to float U.S. dollar floating basis swaps, which are based on spot exchange rates, actually the floating to floating basis swaps are technically based on forward exchange rates, but just because of the floating to floating nature of the swap, it's primarily driven by spot exchange rates. So that's just something to take note of. So what does this mean? Well, if you're a U.S. issuer and you have a floating rate funding target, you can issue floating rate debt. That floating rate debt in the foreign denominated currency would be marked to market based on spot rates. Then you have a foreign to U.S. dollar floating basis swap, which I just went through, would be marked to market technically based on forward rates, but it'll be primarily driven by spot rates just because of the floating and floating nature of it. If you put those two together, the hedge effectiveness will probably be high, and you won't incur probably a large amount of ineffectiveness. However, the more common trade that you see is you have fixed rate funding targets, where you issue foreign denominated floating debt, and you want to swap it back to U.S. dollar fixed. Well, what happens there? You have the foreign liability again, which is going to be marked to market based on spot rates, but the foreign to U.S. dollar fixed swap is going to be marked to market based on forward rates. And you may not think that there could be a lot of volatility there, but actually, we at Lehman tracked historically the forward and the spot between Deutschmarks and U.S. dollar and yen in U.S. dollar, and I was surprised to see at the volatility that was experienced historically. In fact, it was significant enough where it hindered many issuers from actually issuing floating foreign-denominated debt and swapping it back to fixed. Now, we realize economically, it's the right thing to do. Just unfortunately, the FASB was unwilling to modify the interpretation of FAS 52 and how you mark to market foreign liabilities. Therefore, you have this accounting boon where you have inconsistent treatment between the foreign liability and the swap that brings it back to U.S. dollar fixed. Okay, well, that was the last of my strategic considerations. We have the timeline for the tape back to you.